Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's RLE. I want to take about 30 seconds to say thank you. Thank you to everyone who sends messages, words of encouragement for the continuation of these red light editions. Here at Life Clips Podcast, we have coined the term RLEs, and my heart's desire is that these RLEs would be shared, not for clicks and likes and to stroke my ego, but to get the truth out. This episode this week is going to be extremely short, and the reason I always bring up Russell Brand is because he is the epitome of the deception we see today. I implore you today to please click that share button so the word can get out that there is only one Jesus. There is only one way to the Father, yet unfortunately, so many are deceived, thinking that they know the Christ, but it's not the right one. May we be bold in our faith. May we stand up for truth. May we fight for the faith. There is coming a day when a mass deception is going to come on this planet, not only by the Antichrist, but by the false prophet. A spiritual deception is coming.
See that no one misleads you. The Bible is clear that the last days will be filled with false teachers, deception, mockers, lawlessness, those who love themselves, those who will be unloving and unholy, those without self-control, those who will pretend to know God, yet they are simply whitewashed tombs. There will be no great end times revival. Just a great last day's deception. Scripture warns that people will creep into their churches unaware. Who are those creeping in and why are they doing it? The church in the last days will be full of compromise, deception, and a lack of discernment. Life Clips will contend earnestly for the faith as Jude 3 instructs. Warning. The red light has been turned on. Grab your Bible. It's time to expose the dark.
Russell Brand, as of late, has been following these extremely poor, pitiful, false teachers. Rick Warren, he has been now diving into the prayer of Jabez. One thing about Russell is he loves to read. However, Russell has not understood the concept of what Christ is really about. Not going to talk throughout these two videos I'm going to post. I'm basically going to post the two videos and then end this week's RLE. I highly recommend that any believer watching this week's RLE heads over to Russell Brand's Instagram channel and you just plug away about his need to really know who Jesus the Christ is. Jesus the Christ is not Christ consciousness. It's not an inward thing. It's not this mystical, new age, one-eyed, kundalini version. My heart grieves for Russell. Rick Warren is leading him astray. The prayer of Jabez is leading him astray. And countless other supposed Christians are not giving Russell the truth of the gospel. Russell Brand, this is the simplicity of the gospel. Jesus came, he was born of a virgin, he lived a sinless and perfect life. He is the Son of God. He laid down his life for our sins. And then 3 days later, he rose again. Russell Brand, Jesus is coming again, and on that day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord of all. Set aside your new age way of thinking, because Jesus is not our Christ consciousness. Jesus is the only way to the Father. May today be the day of salvation for you, Russell Brand. We are not promised tomorrow.
Welcome to Awaken with Russell Brand. Is that what we call it? Stay awake. Hello and welcome to Stay Awake with Russell Brand, where we meditate together as a community. And what could be better than finding a limitless connection. We offered you the opportunity to vote for one of two prayers. Now we will do a meditation. Lord, make me a channel of thy peace, that where there is hatred, I may bring love, that where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness, that where there is discord, I may bring harmony, that where there is error, I may bring truth, that where there is doubt, I may bring faith, that where there is despair, I may bring hope, that where there are shadows, I may bring light, that where there is sadness, I may bring joy. If you want more prayers and meditation like this, join us and our other awakened wonders by clicking the link in the bio. When I read that, I got a little bit excited. To bless in the biblical sense means to ask for or to impart supernatural favor. Because supernatural is what I'm down with. I'm reinvigorating or initiating or igniting my passion in Terence McKenna, because Terence McKenna talks about experiential divinity. This from Terence McKenna on DMT, for example, is extraordinary. Have a listen.
Everything is very brightly colored, and everything is moving very, very rapidly, and there are entities.
Now, he talks about an encounter that you could hear in the Old Testament or in the Book of Revelations, an encounter with supernatural beings, entities. Now, for those of you that are Christian, you will have a very particular framing for what those supernatural forces are. For me, I love the idea that it's real, that God is real, that Christ is real, that angels are real, that this is happening now, not 2,000 years ago. If you're interested in being part of our community, reading, getting educated, changing the way you see reality, join us. We do this stuff all the time. Click the link in the description to get access to our exclusive conversations with Tucker Carlson and to join us when we chat to brilliant journalists like Glenn Greenwald or Michael Schellenberger and pose questions to him. Indeed, Whitney Webb, or thought leaders and political leaders like Vandana Shiva or RFK, and offer your questions up to them.